Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. That FM also stands for Farley Malaris. And I hope you are ready for an exciting weekend. I've been talking about this so much lately, I decided to do a topic on it. Today's topic, a first-time topic, is called The Quality of Life. Ah, doesn't it sound, it almost sounds like you're taking a bath just listening to that. And, wow, I love Fridays, I really do. It psychs me up. I get very aroused and enthused when the weekends come. Because it's not the fact that I'm not working, because I really am. I'm always being creative. I just love the fact that I'm under no schedule. The routine is halted. I could go to bed as late as I want, sleep as late as I want. I love it. I really do. You know, I have some friends that live with me, a bunch of canaries, parakeets, and finches. They are so good. You know, they can stay up till 1, 2, even 3 in the morning. I'll cover them, and they won't chirp not a tweet until I wake up. Sometimes they'll wake up at 1 in the afternoon. They sleep later than any birds probably on this planet. There's 8 of them, too. So anyway, how you doing out there, Southern California, huh? You feeling okay today? You're doing okay? We're having a strange transit over the weekend with this Capricorn moon, T-square, all this Libra Cancer stuff out there, and Grand Square, all this... there's no airy stuff, so just T-squares. Well, I say, hey, keep it simple and you'll be better off. Today's topic is called The Quality of Life. This thing called quality of life is an interesting philosophy that I have formed over my youthful experiences here on Earth. And it's a philosophy that works for me. I'm going to share it with you today, and we're going to tie in astrologically and metaphysically what it means. And that way you can understand that. But every day, I always take a look at my life and take a look at my experiences and take a look at the people around me and things I'm doing, the career I'm working at. And I have sort of like a number that I assign from like 0 to 100. I call it my quality of life scale. Like right now, I am running at about a 90, which is real happy. It's a real blissful experience. Yesterday, I met these two charming ladies that have this eating show, this diet show on KFOX at, I believe, 2:30, Elaine and Jean. And they saw how happy and excited I was and how funny. And Elaine had a theory. She said, Farley, I found out that real creative, outgoing people like that have to have peaks of depression also to balance it out. Are you depressed? And I go, no, not at all. And she said, wow, that's amazing, because I read some report or something that said they did. And no, I don't. I used to be. I used to be pretty much human. Now I'm much more of an extraterrestrial, because I realize that depression is not only not necessary, it just doesn't have to happen. As long as you keep track of your quality of life scale and try to retain a confident, optimistic, positive attitude with your life, and know what it is that makes you happy and turns you on, and keep it simple, don't make it that complicated, then heck, you know, you can go through life without getting down or depressed or stressed out. You can even be like Farley Malaris, you know, and have a good time. I mean, I have my moments when I get serious. I wouldn't call that depressed. I would just call that being focused on processing issues that are important in my life. But I don't feel bad about it, because I've learned how to embrace everything. Well, anyway, this quality of life philosophy is very interesting and is very, very important, because what you can do every day is you can learn to somehow adjust and adapt factors and variables in your life to raise your quality of life score. Hopefully, you got to ask yourself, what's your quality of life? If 100 was perfect, in other words, if you lived in 100% blissful experience every day, all day long, then you probably wouldn't have any need to be here anymore, and you'd probably pass right into the light. Okay, that's point number one. Point number two, if you're over 50, you're doing good. So you have to ask yourself what that score is. And frankly, if you are living a life that is abusive, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically, If you're into things like substance abuse, or if you have what we call altered states of consciousness that are added to your life, synthetically speaking, then you got to be under a 50. You know, part of this score is not lying to yourself and not getting into denial or anything like that. And part of the score is being realistic. So anyway, if you give yourself a score of more than 50, then that to me is a happy person. 51 on the quality of life scale is somebody that can pretty much float through life without there being too many problems. If you're in the 60s, well, hey, then you're somebody that's gonna shed some light on others. More than being happy yourself, other folks are gonna be happy. You get in the 70s, you're gonna be a major beacon of energy. And if you're into the 80s, then you've overcome depression, you've overcome anxiety, you're working on fear right now. And if you're in the 90s, wow, then that's special. That's special because you have learned to embrace almost every situation that is confronted in your life and not remain upset for too long. But still, the important part of this topic has to do with people. It has to do with people that you know, people you meet, people you hang out with. Because do you know why? I'll tell you, people unconsciously run this quality of life formula all the time. And that's why we have so many people that are dealing with relationship problems. They have trouble holding commitments. They have trouble getting married and staying married. They have trouble being loyal. They have trouble even meeting people sometimes. And you know why that is? Because people are focused on quality of life factors, which means that if somebody new enters your life and the quality of life that you already have been experiencing before you met that person drops, and there's something about life that, well, something about this new person is fun or erotic or passionate, but overall, for some reason, they're so negative or they're so worried or they're so depressed or they're so irritable and tense, where they haven't overcome their fear and anxiety and depression, that your quality of life, if it's normally been a 70, and then you meet someone that's down in a 40, well, you know what? You add those scores up and divide them in half. Because you're a beacon of love and light in the 70s, they're draining your energy and you're picking up on their negative force. See, people have a charge, a polarity charge to their bodies, and a lot of it is astrological. Did you know that? I'm telling you. Scorpio planets under affliction, Pluto under affliction, a moon under affliction, rising under affliction, sun under affliction, and also Mercury under affliction can create severe mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional disturbance that can create the type of person that doesn't know how to forget, does not know how to let go or process relationships, doesn't know anything about karma clarity, which means overcoming people, making a peace with them, and letting it go. Okay, like I'll go over some of these factors here. If you have an afflicted Aries factor, like Saturn in Aries or Mars in Aries or something afflicted, well, that means that usually is an unprocessed childhood memory or an insecurity or negative attitude on your own character or your own self. That the Aries factor in the Down syndrome is when you don't like yourself. Negative Taurus factor is such an obsession with love, money, and power that it can anchor down your whole life if you don't have it. Very similar to a negative Capricorn factor, like afflicted Saturn or afflicted Capricorn planets or 10th house planets, when you fail, when you don't succeed, or if you're not as successful or as powerful in career as you should be, then that's when you torture yourself. And you know, every one of these zodiac factors is attached to what? Obsession. Obsession and fear. You know, it's fear of failure and fear of being put down or rejected. And it's also, on the other end, obsession with things you really don't need to make you happy, but you think you need them, but you really don't. And that, to me, is scary, because if you meet too many people with too many negative factors in their chart that they haven't worked out, and the fun thing about an astrology chart is when you start working out your karma with yourself, and you start learning how to reduce fear in certain areas by embracing situations instead of running from them, when you start learning how to process your obsessions and things you don't need that destroy your life because you're stronger now, then you start overcoming these negative Aries, Taurus, and Cancer factors that can hold you down. And all these planetary factors. Let's go over some more. Negative Gemini factor are afflicted Mercury or third house planets. And when I say affliction, I mean squares, oppositions, or in conjunction aspects to those planets are called afflictions or karma. our lessons you must learn, our debts you must pay, our deeds you must do to overcome a negative vibration that was set forth in a past life. Okay, that's what an affliction is. Okay, and if you're a beginner, just bear with me in a couple of shows, maybe you'll get it down. But anyway, negative Gemini factor would be a psychological problem or inability to communicate or receive information the way it's meant to be sent. See, negative Cancer factor is an emotional karma, emotional ordeal, or taking things too personal, everything too personal. That's the same with the afflicted moon or afflicted fourth house planets. They all go with the Cancer factor. Afflicted Leo factor would be somebody who would have a problem because they haven't processed their family matters from their childhood. They're not capable of having children, but they have them anyway. Unqualified people birthing children. And obviously, if you're an unqualified person, part of that unqualification would be the irresponsibility involved in conceiving those children in the first place without protecting yourself. And that goes hand in hand with many of these accidental births from irresponsible individuals. And I'm not trying to put you down. I'm talking about karma here, right? You end up having a child that you shouldn't be having because you're not responsible enough. Then you end up blowing their childhood because you're not qualified to raise them. You're not responsible for your own life. And how could you be responsible for theirs too? And then it compounds the problems in your life as they grow up and you have problems getting along with them. And it goes on and on and on. You know, people have all these karma situations with certain factors in their chart that you can identify to find out why their quality of life is so low. Heck, it's easy to overcome anything in the chart. Aries factor, well, love thyself, whatever it is. Taurus factor, forget being obsessed with money and power. Gemini factor, communication, keep it simple. Cancer factor, emotions, don't take things so personal. Leo factor, you love your family and you see them as a reflection of your own self, past, present, and future. Same with your children. Virgo factor, stop worrying and analyzing everything. Just learn to take it easy and let go of it. And Libra factor stuff, it's the charm and the conning and the manipulation and the sales pitch and the charisma of these individuals that get them in trouble. Well, start learning to be more honest with yourself and with others if you have Libra factor. Scorpio factor, it's that intensity. It's the love-hate. You know, it's best to just try and learn how to adjust to an even keel, to be more centered, more grounded. I talked about Capricorn factor and Aquarius factor. Is the stubbornness, the cold shoulder, the erraticism, the unpredictability. You know, these people need to work on being more consistent with themselves and coordinate their energies. And same with Pisces factor, feeling vulnerable and escaping and being the victim and thinking the world owes you something or that the world has hurt you. You can create enough energy in your life to make your life negative. So your quality of life is so low that no one will like you, no one will want to be around you, no one will want to stay with you in a relationship, and no one will want to keep you hired in a job. Do you know who the winners are in life? The winners in life are people that develop a high quality of life factor, which means it's easy for them to be happy. It's easy for them to be positive and optimistic. Do you know how many people call me up with problems concerning relationships and career? They probably have a quality of life score of 20 to 40. You know, there are people that listen to this show, just like the New Age, holistic, sober people that listen. There are a lot of blithering people out there that are still hooked on cocaine, on alcohol, and pot that listen to me every day because they know there's something out there. There's an answer somewhere between the lines of what I speak that offers them truth or a way for them to succeed and to overcome their low quality of life factors. But you know, you gotta take it one day at a time. Having a high quality of life is an organizational process. And more than just looking at your astrology chart, you have to sit down with a piece of paper and a pen or a computer terminal or whatever and ask yourself, why is my quality of life so low? Why am I so down on myself? Why do I make everyone miserable? Why am I not happy? I'll tell you why I used to not be happy. You want to know why? Because I was angry with my dad, who I have since loved and embraced and forgiven, and myself also, because I was angry with myself. I didn't like myself. Because I was running away from responsibility, because I was upset with my mother and her disciplinarian procedures, in which I have since embraced, because I was angry with my sister and the marriage partner she chose, And I was mad at all my friends because they didn't live up to any of my expectations, and I was upset at everything. So my quality of life was about a 10, and I was living in a fog, in a nuclear radiation fog, in a vacuum. And I was like nothing. Now, I've taken a look at all my karma in my chart and in my life, and I've embraced it all. No longer do I try to live up to anyone's expectations, and no longer do I expect anyone to live to mine. I keep it simple. If people want to be weird or mean or angry or whatever, I walk away. See you tomorrow. Talk to you later. If people want to be spiritual and balanced and kind, and they want to add to my quality of life, which is blissful and happy and confident and optimistic, I go, come on down. Get involved. Let's hang out. You know, what would happen if I found a woman? People say, Farley, why aren't you involved in relationships? Why don't you have a girlfriend? And I look at a lot of these marriages, and you know, I was just talking to one of my best friends the other day who's been married for a few years, and he mentioned to me, he said, you know, this person I'm married to is so negative, they're so emotional, they're so irritable, they got so much pressure and so much things bothering them, they haven't dealt with their lives yet, they haven't processed their stuff, that my quality of life since we've been married has dropped. And I said, yeah, I know. There's a lot of people living in marriages in denial that live in the gutter, in the scum. Their quality of life is miserable, and they're frightened to assume responsibility for their own lives, break away, and increase the quality. But that's how it works. That's how karma works. You find out what the problem is. You work it out. You try and create areas in your life that are simple, that are easy, that are not complicated. If you're a person that has big expectations to have a big career with big money and a big house with a big mortgage and a husband with kids and pets and cats and cars, you're going to have a lot of things to maintain. And you might wake up in the morning and have a knock on the door from the IRS or the Treasury Department or somebody who wants to audit you because of your multi-million-dollar empire and something doesn't make sense. Before you know it, you got lawsuits and legal problems and your karma is Mount Everest. And where's your quality of life? With all of that stuff that you've accumulated, where is your quality of life? You know, people say, Farley, why do you live in this same loft, this apartment, for 13 years? I'll tell you why. Because people are renting them out for $800 a month now, and I'm still paying $600. And I don't feel like getting into a $2,000, $3,000 a month mortgage. I've got enough problems where I don't need any more. I want to keep my life simple because my quality of life is high right now. Everybody thinks they know what's good for you, and they say, buy this stock, get this house, take this job, marry this girl. You end up doing what everybody else wants you to do, and what happens to your quality of life? It bottoms out. You're not happy. You know why you're not happy in some of these relationships? Because the person you're with is pulling you down. You need somebody not only who's astrologically compatible to you, but you need somebody who, when you get involved with them, both of your qualities of life factors either stay the same or they both go up. So life can be fun. Now, this is a simple formula, and it works for me, and I keep my quality factors between 70 to 90. And if I get involved with people that are that down and that depressed, and I say to myself, wait a minute, you know, I've been hanging out with this person, and the sex may be great, and the communication could be fun, but they have so many problems and such a bad attitude and emotional problem that my quality of life, if I'm in a commitment with them, I find myself getting depressed now over it. Well, that's not right, Farley. Depression and stress cause diseases and imbalances. And I'm healthy and happy and proud of my life. You know, I've worked hard to make the quality of life high. And it's the way we all are without knowing it. So many of us are looking for a high quality of life that we just totally reject and dump on people who don't have that high factor. And it means you need to work on your karma. You have to find out in your chart where your obsessions and fears are, just like I talked about in all the 12 zodiac factors. And when you find out what areas that you're not letting go of, that you haven't embraced, that you haven't processed, is it so important that you have $1 million? Or would you be happy like Farley just to get your bills paid and to put a few bucks away once in a while? You know, when I was 20 and 30, I used to make myself sick because I didn't have hundreds of thousands of dollars in the bank. Give me a break. At this point in my life, I'm happy I get the bills paid. The way the value of the dollar ain't worth a darn right now. Thanks to whoever, right? I keep it simple. I bothered myself because I turned 40 and I wasn't married with any kids yet. Big deal. I'm happy. I'm free. I'm independent. If I was meant to be married with kids, I would have done it. This is what the universe has dictated for me, so I'm going to embrace it. I love it. So there are certain things in my life that I don't fulfill other people's expectations. That's their problem. Don't make it my problem. Don't criticize me and put me down. I'm happy the way I am. I might have my moments. Hey, I got a Scorpio moon severely afflicted in the first house of four squares. It's been a long road to get to where I am, but my quality of life is high. And if you want to get involved in my quality of life, welcome. You notice sometimes if I talk to somebody on the air even, and they bring my quality of life factor down, I get uncomfortable. I don't want to talk to them. I kind of cut that call down a little bit. Or even just shut them off the air, blow them off. Because I insist that people be around me. They better be in a blissful state. Or maybe they're not ready to be my friend or my associate or whatever. You don't have to ask for much. You just have to find some simple things that make you happy. You know what makes me happy? To have some clothes, to have some shelter, to have enough money to eat and pay my bills, to have my health, to have a few good friends, some positive family relations, and a few romantic acquaintances once in a while, maybe a girlfriend here or there, whatever. I like to travel, nothing big, might even drive up the coast. Keep it simple. If you knew what my dreams were in years gone past, you'd die. Because you'd say, can you believe a man like Farley Malaris was living in a fantasy world? That he thought he was, by the time he'd be 40, he'd be a millionaire with a big estate in Bel Air and a whole house full of kids and dogs and cats and beautiful fashion model wife and a, you know, Ferrari and a Rolls Royce and a Corvette. I don't need any of that stuff. Well, I'd have all the bills and maintenance to go along with it. You know, you think those people in Bel Air have a high quality of life? I'd like to let you hear some of the tape recordings of what goes on behind the walls in those houses, and the fighting that goes on when people are trying to divvy up the money, divvy up the booty that they get. It becomes a very insane race, and it's not spiritual. It's not something that's going to get you out of this dimension, or it's not something that's going to evolve your soul. What it is karma. And so oftentimes, low quality of life factors mean that you haven't tackled your karma, period. And if you have a high quality of life, that means you have tackled your karma and you've learned how to be spiritual. It's that simple, very simple. So when you look at that astrology chart and when you see those squares and oppositions and in conjunctions and you find out little areas of your life from looking at that chart as to why you're depressed, why you're stressed out, why you're down, why you're worried, why you're scared, why you're negative, why you're a defeatist, why you're failure oriented, then you can find it right there in the chart. That's the stuff you need to embrace and send off and say, you know what? I don't need it. I don't need it. All I need is to be happy. And I'm going to find out some simple things to make me happy, just like Farley has. The majority of that happiness comes from being spiritual, having love in my life, knowing it, and reflecting it to others. And love is such a basic emotion. And it's everywhere. It's not something you have to find or dig up or create or beg for. There's people out there that will love you. They will love you. Doesn't mean they'll have to have romantic sex with you all night long, but there is love out there to find if you want it. There's some pretty loving souls on this planet. It's unbelievable how easy it is to find people that care. I have some wonderful people in my life. You out there listening to the show, there's a big loving audience out there. Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, The Phenomenon of the 80s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative in Redondo Beach.